everything went well. There was no big problem, you know, no violence. People went to vote and went back home, and after came back to the polling station to get the results. Everything went smoothly. I didn't hear from any violence or problem during the whole day.
Coming into the election, there were some reports of campaign violence, and you are saying you did not hear of any violence on Sunday.
Yes, because I think that's a kind of tradition in Senegal. You know, the campaign is always agitated, but the day of the election, everything goes calm. And then after, when people get the result, everybody goes home and that's the end. If some people think that the result is not what they wanted, they go to court. Already one political party said probably that they have some problem with the way some decisions have been taken. They want to go to court. But apart from that, there is nothing serious to mention.
Of course, there's a lot at stake for the ruling Pastels. So what do you think might come on top?
Well, I think the Pastels itself expected the result to be in its favor. And also, there are many people within PASTEF thought that they will get more than 60%. Some people were even talking about 80%. But I think the opposition parties resisted, because even in some of the districts, apparently they've won at least in 3 or 4 districts, meaning that you know, there was not a kind of razzia of PASTEF in this election. And I think that is useful for the Senegalese democracy, because that will be reflected at the parliament with, you know, a big part of the parliament composed of PASTEF militant, but also opposition well represented at the parliament. And I hope it will be a useful, a strong opposition that can at least participate fully in the coming debate at the parliament.
And that would include the former president?
Yes, that would include the former president. His party got some voices, particularly in the northern part of the country, but also the former prime minister, Amadou Ba, who had his own coalition, and the mayor of Dakar, who lost the vote in Dakar, unfortunately for him, but I think gains support in other places.